This song has a very interesting story to go with it and really illustrates the cultural sharing that the peoples did over the mountains and all around, always visiting and sharing songs and ceremony and so on. I learned it as the sourdough song. And the sourdough is a little plant that grows around here that is not itself a medicinal plant, but that is useful in helping in making teas to release the medicines from some of the other plants that are used for medicine. The way it does that is that it has citric acid, which releases those medicines. So very, very useful little plant, very humble plant. And I like to use it as a prayer for us to help release each other's medicine. So I've shared this with a lot of people, and particularly with some Tachi people. And I learned that it is an old song that we shared back and forth with the Tachi Yokut people. And when I sang it for one friend, Lalo Franco, he said, "Oh yeah, that's the mountain mahogany song." And we just laughed, you know, and he said, when we use it, we'd think about the little blossoms that grow on the mountain mahogany, because they're like little feathers and they fly up into the air when they're released from the tree instead of falling to the ground. So we send our prayers that way. Then I talked to his wife, Dolly Franco, and she said, "Oh yeah, that's a woman's song." And we talk about that mountain mahogany song because that's the wood that we use to make the digging sticks. So when we're going to go out and gather, this is the song that we sing.